This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Home Minister Amit Shah said that left-wing extremism, LWE, restricted the development in the affected areas, but now the development is reaching to these regions under the Narendra Modi government. Mr. Shah stressed that anyone who takes up arms will be dealt with strictly, and a bullet is answered with a bullet. He was replying to the discussion in the Lok Sabha under Rule 193 on the efforts to free the country from LWE. The Home Minister said the Red Corridor was created by the Naxalites in 12 states and the rule of law ended in the affected areas. He said 20,000 people lost their lives in LWE violence and 12 crore people lived in poverty for years without any development, highlighting the steps taken by the Modi government to free the country from the left-wing extremism after 2014. Mr. Shah said the security apparatus has been strengthened with the creation of 596 fortified police stations. He said Naxalite-affected districts, which were 126 in 2014, have now been reduced to 2 districts. He said that 706 Naxalites were neutralized in encounters from 2024 to March 2026. He said that 2,218 Naxalites were detained and 4,839 Naxalites surrendered. He said Naxalism has nearly ended in Chhattisgarh's Bastar region.
Today, Naxalism has been almost eradicated from Bastar. A campaign was launched to establish a school in every single village across Bastar. A drive was undertaken to open a ration shop in every village within the region. PHCS and CHCS have been established in every tehsil and panchayat. Aadhaar cards and ration cards have been issued to the people and they are now receiving 5 kilograms of food grains. The shadow of red terror loomed over the region. That is why development failed to reach them. Today, that shadow has been lifted and Bastar is now on the path of development.
The Lok Sabha has passed the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025 with a voice vote today. The bill, which was initially referred to a select committee, has been introduced to further amend the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2016 to address procedural delays and interpretational issues among companies and individuals. Government has assured that amid the West Asia conflict, the country has sufficient stock of fertilizers. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi today, Additional Secretary for Department of Fertilizers Aparna Sharma informed that the country's urea units are currently producing at 80% capacity. She said that during the Kharif season, the country requires 390 tons of fertilizers. She said that efforts are being taken to diversify the sourcing basis other than the Gulf countries. Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma said that there is adequate availability of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Netherlands Prime Minister Rob Jetten today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during their conversation, they discussed ways to further strengthen India-Netherlands ties. He added that the discussion also highlighted the potential of partnership in areas such as semiconductors, megawater projects, green hydrogen and talent mobility. Directorate General of Civil Aviation DGC and Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya GSV today signed a memorandum of understanding to train youth in broad areas of aviation, including aviation engineering and aviation management. The Ministry of Civil Aviation said the agreement was signed by DGCA Faiz Ahmed Kidbai and Vice Chancellor of GSV Professor Manoj Chaudhary. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets in the third match at Varsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati tonight. Put into bat first, Chennai Super Kings were all out for 127 in 19.4 overs for Rajasthan. Nandre Berger and Ravindra Jadeja scalped 2 wickets each. In reply, Rajasthan Royals overhauled the score, losing just 2 wickets in 12.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.